Today's words of wisdom will be presented in Slovenian and English, with subtitles in English, Arabic, Chinese, Awlakis or Vietnamese, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Slovenian, Spanish, Thai, and Turkish.
Republika Slovenija leži v srcu Evrope in premore prelepo in izredno raznoliko površje ter podzemlje. Umeščena je med Alpe na severu in Mediteran na jugu, pokrita z bujnimi gozdovi in številnimi kraškimi jamami.
Dežela je prava mešanica vsega lepega na svetu. Dežela iz knjige pravljic. V Sloveniji lahko najdete nekaj krajev osupljive lepote. Znana je po Škocjanskih jamah, ki so na seznamu svetovne dediščine UNESCO in premorijo Cerkvenikov most. Naravni most, ki se vzpenja skoraj 50 metrov visoko. Po Postojnski jami z njeno človeško ribico in po prestolnici Ljubljana, ki jo opisujejo kot živahno in prepolno ostalin zadnjih 5000 letih.
Med svojo turnejo leta 1999, ko je predavala v 18 evropskih državah na željo po duhovnosti kopalnečih ljudi, je najvišja mojstrica Činghaj sprejela povabilo blagoslovljene slovenske dežele. Kasneje je takole izpovedala svoje iskrene misli o slovenskih ljudeh.
The Slovenian people are very pure. I like them very much. It's the first time in Slovenia, but it's made a very good impression.
And then suddenly Ljubljana, and when you were there, we were just so happy to feel the whole atmosphere all over the Slovenia.
Najvišja mojstrica Činghaj se je vrnila v očarljivo republiko leta 2007, da bi osebno podelila nagrado za sijajno svetovno vodenje tedanjemu predsedniku Drnovšku, za njegovo razsvetljeno vodenje svoje dežele, kot tudi za svetovna humanitarna prizadevanja.
Februarja 2008 je najvišja mojstrica Činghaj odložila vse svoje številne obveznosti in odpotovala v slovensko prestolnico, da bi se pridružila ljudstvu pri slovesu od njihovega drugega predsednika, doktorja Janeza Drnovška. Med svojim kratkim bivanjem se je najvišja mojstrica Činghaj srečala s predstavniki medijev, kot tudi dobrodelnih skupin in javnih uradnikov. Pri tem je tudi podarila 20 tisoč evrov v podporo Valdorski šoli in fundaciji za pomoč otrokom.
Veseli nas, da lahko z vami podelimo intervju najvišje mojstrice Činghaj za Radio Televizijo Slovenije.
And this Konin is the method that one practicing it can attain this freedom,
yes,
in this lifetime.
Yes.
Is this really possible?
It is possible.
For you? Totally.
Yes. The more you maintain, the more you're free. Yes.
Damages.
Yes, immediately.
Everything.
Immediately, at the time of initiation, you cut off with all the past. So whatever you have in this lifetime, you pay. That's it. And no more. You see? Unless you don't want it, you cut off with the universal connection and you run back to the storehouse of bad karma and do your habitual things, negative things again, then that is your choice. But initiation means cut
with the initiation, you cut off all the karma.
All the bad karma, you're free.
Damages,
immediately, you're free.
And
man.
Then yes. With following these five rules,
yes,
you keep off getting involved in a new karma in
yes,
this
yes.
life, and you pay only for what you've done.
Yes, not just this, but whatever already assigned to you, so that you can exist. Without karma, you can't exist on
yes.
this planet.
Yes.
If you come out free, you're in heaven
yes.
already.
Yes.
So it's allotted to you so that you can be here and you change, so that you can change. You can erase it all and change and go back to where you came from.
So everybody has his own mission on this planet.
Your mission is to find yourself.
This is the mission for everybody.
The most important. The number one is to find yourself again so that you can get out of this existence. Because we've been repeating and we couldn't get out. Life and death, life and death, like maze, you know? So whenever we come back to the physical planet, you have a chance again to return to heaven.
Is the master then one who really takes all our problems to help us on this path?
Yes, if that master is a real one and strong enough, inside realization is high enough, then she or he can also minimize even your fixed karma. You see, the one that you have to pay in this lifetime, she even can minimize that.
Does it make you suffer?
Oh, yes, but that's your job. But if the master, you know, can bear it. See, I also have to meditate a lot too. I have to meditate to digest the bad karma. But I am willing to suffer more than that if I can help the planet. I could die 1,000,000,000 times in the most horrible way if I could help the planet. I would do it, any time, and heaven knows, I mean.
Why is this so important?
Because they suffer so much, don't you see? Everybody pray every day, cry and sweat and tear every day just to eat a few.
This suffering on the planet Earth, is this kind of damage for the whole universe?
For the whole cosmos? No, just damage enough for themselves. So if their consciousness elevates, it helps everybody to live in peace. See, we bring heaven on earth. We always say, hallowed by thy name in heaven as well as on earth. But we don't do anything to hallow his name here. We do many times on the contrary. Jesus say, love your enemy.
Yes.
He even say, if somebody slap you one, you turn the other cheek. Only a strong man can overlook all this tribal competition for power and prestige. Because he's above all this. You see what I mean? He's above us. That is the mark of a great man. Not revenge. Even God say, vengeance belongs to me, belongs to him. But do we listen to anything and then we ask why there's no God, there's no heaven helping me, why we don't do anything according to heaven? If you tell your children, don't play with fire, don't put your hand on the stove, and he does that, then he cannot blame you.
Because he has responsibility to yes. do that, yes,
yes, of course. And everyone has responsibility for himself too, even children, adults, because children they don't know much, of course, but we adult people, we have knowledge, we are responsible for our life and the life of everybody on this planet. In a few years' time, we should do something.
It was last year, I think you gave the reward to Mr. Danosha.
Yes.
What kind of reward was that?
Well, it's just to honor him for such a great human being that he was. That he cared for the poor people, he walked the way of love. He even cared for people in Darfur, which has nothing to do with him. And he is being a vegan, or changing to a vegan, which, you know, is a compassionate life. And then he became more and more compassionate, even, and he's more spiritual as he goes more inside. You see, not just for him, it's for people to know that I honor him. And the people maybe copy his lifestyle and his idea or emulate his great lifestyle. And it's just to say that we thank you for your exemplary kindness and all the compassionate thing that you've done. Thank you so much. That's all. I still do that now to many individuals. To write a thank you letter, somebody losing nice to everybody.
To give the support for this...
Just to thank you at least.
Yeah.
If somebody doing something nice to my family, if I have a chance, I would say, oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am, no? And to me, the whole humanity, the whole animal kingdom and trees, they are my family. So if anybody do anything nice to my family members, I owe him a thank you, a recognition. Gratitude we must have, that's all.
It sounds like that the whole world for you is just one big, big, big family.
Yeah, my big family, truly. I love them very much. It's naturally a family. The restaurant, the cleaner on the street. I respect and I really love them. I see them, I come and maybe give them a chocolate or thank you for cleaning the street. I do that all the time. I don't just write letters to the president or plaque to them. I thank everybody that I know. I thank the voiture downstairs, the valet. The point is, I give with respect, with recognition for his hard work and humble service. See, I recognize them, their greatness, because I know they're great inside. It's not what they're doing. It's what they are, you see. For example, the person who cleans on the street, if I park there and I see him, I will give him the chocolate if I have in the car or some candies. I say, hey, thank you. And he was surprised and he thanked me back. But I said, I thank you because you do a good job of cleaning the street. Or the garbage man, if I see them, or the person who cleans the room in the hotel, I always leave money under the pillow, surprise them, something like that. Or a thank you note. I just thank them. I call them names like the angel of Eden, because they keep me in the Eden clean, you know? The keeper of Eden, you know, if the people who do my gardening, mm-hmm. The keeper of Eden. Eden is the place where Adam was born. Or the protector of health, because they clean the garbage. If the garbage are piling up there, you get sick. Everybody gets sick, you see? So he's really a protector of our health. They all help. Everybody help. We need them all. We need them all and we have to thank them all. I thank them all the time on the street just to make connection, just to show my love, because I love them. Just to make him happy one day in his life. And he won't forget, you know? When he's depressed, when he feels fed up with his work, he remembers, oh, there's somebody who recognizes my work. Isn't that nice for him?
Yeah.
So I thank everybody, not just the government, huh? But I thank the government ever more.
More because they
work very hard. I'm telling you,
yeah.
I don't know how anybody become a president or a minister. I don't know how they do it. Early morning, late night, always smiling in front of camera. I have to see people all the time, shake hands with everybody, making this deal, that deal. Sometimes you have to compromise because of your country or the other country or whatever. It's such a tough job in the whole world climate. Our consciousness is elevated. We don't even need to work so hard. You don't need the president to work so hard, or prime minister to work so hard. Everybody will be more cooperative. Because the more enlightened, the more cooperative. But we understand each other inside out, just like one. Yeah,
but then it will help to the politicians,
yes,
to have this spirituality,
yes,
practice.
Like Dr. Donovce. Yes. I work a lot because I write thank you letters to different people. And I'll give a award if I can, or thank you, at least just to thank them. I mean, if somebody do something nice to you, you thank them, no? Or to your family members, so I make time to thank people.
Yeah, that's it.
At least I express my gratitude to some good people who do good things, to my family members, which is the world. Mm-hmm. Because if you do something good, the prime minister do something good for his people, it's also in turn affect the whole world. And even better, even if you do something for some other country's people. So we have to thank them for being a politician and being so good. So if they have this spiritual support, their job will be easier. If they are enlightened, they will be less difficult to deal with worldly issue, more enlightened decision, less stress for them even. But they know it in their soul because each one is a child of God. Nobody not know. Just sometimes because of their chosen destiny, they lock it up so that they can do what they do. Because this world is still like give and take karma. You kill me, I kill you, next life I come back, kill you, and you kill me again and again. Just return again and again. Difficult for them to get out. So I feel very sorry for everyone.
So this spiritual practice is not just something like somebody can think that is a tradition of the East or something that is New Age way of it's something that is necessary to live on this earth. It's having the food for the body.
Yes, and have the food for the soul. You have to take intelligence out of this limitless storehouse of your own wisdom. Mm-hmm. We're just relying on what we learn in the book, and it's not enough. We have limitless intelligence and power. We are the children of God. Jesus told you that. Or Buddha say, I'm a Buddha and you are also Buddha and you will become Buddha if you are enlightened.
Yes.
And I have found out that they tell the truth. And each one of the initiate will find out in their own way, slower or quicker. After initiation, you awaken the love inside you and then you love everybody. It will be about yourself and you will learn more yourself every day.
So what is the difference then between the religion, let's say, and the spirituality?
Now, religion is the leftover teaching of the master. For example, I talk to you today, or people invite me to go out and talk, and then they put into books, many books, number one, number two, number three. I'm talking only. I'm only advertising about the cake. But only when you get initiation, you see the light, you see heaven, you hear the sound, which you cannot hear, even if you sit next to me while I'm hearing all this. Or if I close my eyes, I see the brilliant star and light, but you sit next to me, you don't have any of that. You see, that is the cake that I've been talking all the time in all of the books, all the lectures. You see, religion is that, the advertisement of the cake. Just like all my books and lectures, they are the advertisement of the cake.
But the experience is the only way to taste the cake.
Yes. Like I offer you juice, you know, I say, this is juice, but I have to let you taste it. Otherwise, how can I prove to you that it's juice? Maybe I talk about juice, but there may be just water inside them.
Yes,
you will believe, because you taste it.
Now I know it's a good juice.
It's really apple juice.
Yes.
I'm thinking I can talk about apple juice all day long, but that doesn't help too much. Okay, it might help you to whet your appetite, wanting to know the real apple. But just wanting is help very little. Yeah? Of course, God will know that, and He will try to send some angel or some guy on earth to help you. Like He sent Jesus, He sent Buddha, and He will continue to send all the ways, always the guidance. Because let's face it, before Jesus, humanity exists. After Jesus, humanity exists. Who has saved them before? You see, God must have sent somebody all the time for different generations. That's very simple, I mean. If He say God is within you, find it. And don't rest until you find it. If you believe in your religion, then your religion tell you that God is in you. Buddha nature within you. Just find it. How?
Okay. Yeah, but they say that also God is everywhere, so I can also see it in
After you find it in you, you will know that it's everywhere. Right now, they don't know yet.
First you have to find it.
You verify it first. When you find it, it's connected everywhere. Mm-hmm. If we don't find it, we just think in terms of physical body all the time. We think we are this nose and this body and this talk. We are this body. We're not only that.
And this mind, which is very narrow.
The computer. It just take whatever and then it come out again. You see, that's why, okay, if somebody hurt you once, and when a similar situation, you're afraid, even though that person has nothing to do with that person, you're already afraid of him. You see? And similar looking, similar action, and then you think, oh, this guy is going to hurt me or cheat me, you see? Because your mind have recorded that, and he tell you now, you tell all the nerves, okay, it's going to happen again, it look like, you know, be prepared, and then you all tense up, and, you know, for nothing.
So all these bad movies you have to
clean them
out of the mind.
Yeah, clean up the record, like a record player. It's very simple, actually. You just find yourself, you know. Everyone tell you God is inside you. Just find it. And if anybody say that, okay, I can show you God, then let him try it. But you have to walk that way in order to know. If the lobby is downstairs and you keep walking upstairs, how can I show you? How can I prove it to you? See? Compassion first, yeah? Seek you first the kingdom of God. And all the things shall be added into you. So you must believe it. And if anybody can prove it, then you have to believe that, okay, she knows something and I can ask from her experience to also know the same. If I can cook and I write a recipe, you can learn from it, no? Very simple, madam. Things are very simple. People just complicate themselves and life. For me, everything is so simple. I see solution everywhere. We eat the same stuff almost, you know. We live in the same place, we breathe the same air. Things are simple to understand. That's it. Change from ourselves and the world will change. Everybody make up the world, no?
Yeah.
You change, I change, everybody change, the world change. Just vegetarian diet is already a big deal. Vegetarian diet and be good. Listen to the Ten Commandments of the Bible, the five precepts of Buddhism and Jainism and Hinduism, the commandment of the Muslim. Yeah, you just listen to all the commandments. Be good. Thou shalt not kill. That's non-violence. If we can just do that, no need, but do something for your own good, you know, and for the good of others. Save the planet so that you can live and your children can live in it. If you want, you can follow anything, you know, meditate, whatever, good for you. You can sample, try, be vegetarian, plant a couple of trees in your lifetime, use the sun energy. The government got to help to promote all this. The media should help to promote all this. And everybody will feel like, oh, we all one, we all do the same thing. We all have the same goal now. Okay, vegetarian, change to a better habit, vegetarian habit. Change to produce and use the renewable energy. Everybody plant a few trees. Yeah. It's not that difficult, no? Simple, no?
Yes, and
if everybody do it.
It's already a good feeling being connected in a good way with everybody.
Yes,
it's a very good feeling.
If we all look in the same direction,
yes,
we'll feel like we're united.
Very strong and
yes,
united.
Yes.
So, and happy.
The government to make law, make amendment, make knowledge to people. The government had to rise up this mode. Mm-hmm. And the media, government, media and individuals. You see, but the media influence individuals. The government can enact laws to make this influence become reality. You see, the government can forbid smoking. So the government is very powerful. If they forbid smoking, that be done. You see, whatever harmful to the citizen, at least they have to say, we don't want that. See what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even then, people smoke even less because of the ban. It just becomes less and less, and then it becomes just a new trend. The government and the media got to help the planet. You got to educate people and lead people into the right direction. You see, because they have the power that invested in them. You see, every country now, almost every country, bans smoking in the public, and it's done. Now we can breathe the air in the lobby, on the airport. Mm. Before I go to airport, I get headache, I cough, I sneeze, and it. Many days before I recover that weak, you know, and succumb to allergy and weak and sickness because the smoke destroyed my immune system so quick. You know, I'm more sensitive maybe than others. Secondhand smoke, you know, it makes me weak for many days. I sometimes get cough and headache for a long time until I meditate more and stay in a more natural environment and I recover. Even take medicine don't help. It's that bad. And now, van everywhere, I'm so ever grateful. I take this opportunity to thank God the government. I'm thanking for myself, first of all, of course, and for all the people who don't have to inhale the secondhand smoke, for all the children who will not be affected by secondhand smoke, at least in the public, they will have a choice, you know, because the air belongs to everybody. So I thank you, all the government. Who banned the smoking. I really thank you from the bottom of my heart. And God bless you for doing that. God bless you. It's so helpful. you know, the government, they use their power, I'm so happy. Whenever they do something, I could not praise them enough. I could them give them a word every minute, every day, every week, every month. Like you can do that all the time, you know. Because I know it's difficult for them to make a choice. It's not like they have a power and they can choose it. Difficult. They have to consider diplomatic or economic, but don't consider that. Just consider goodness. Because goodness always will change into goodness and attract goodness. In the long run, it will always be good. You see, before they don't want to ban cigarettes. Somebody in the public, they say, if people don't smoke less than the tax and all that. But they paid billions of dollars every year from that tax, more than they have earned in. And alcohol is the same. Even if you tax high alcohol, you pay all that in the health benefit insurance for the human. You know, when they consume alcohol, it costs them billions of dollars, every country, with the poisonous substance that they contribute. So what is the use of having the money anyway? You pay it back more. Yeah, so just consider goodness. Whatever good, you just have to do it, and then it will be good. In German, they say, ends good, alles good. I mean, whatever good, it will end good.
That's the same in our language.
Oh, really? Yes. How do you say that in Slovenian?
Vse, kar se dobro konča, je dobro. Whatever ends good is good.
Oh, whatever ends good is good. Yeah. Whatever good, it will end good. That's similar. Yes. So we just have to decide that we want to do good, and then just whatever good, we do it. As long as it's harm nobody. We don't live forever in this world. We have to pay for what we do after we leave this world. Not just you leave this world and then you're free. No. Depends if you're enlightened or not. If you get free, then you're free. If you feel guilty, you come back again in one form or another, suffer until you awake and say, oh, I cannot do that anymore. Gotta stop. All the suffering, all the reincarnation, it's just for that. You wake up one day and say, enough is enough. I know it was wrong. I stop.
So the only way to stop the suffering is the enlightenment.
Yes, decide that you don't want, or just decide that you don't do it anymore. That's good enough already. And then if you want enlightenment,
okay,
it's even better for you.
Just decide to be good. That's enough.
That's easy.
And not harm anybody else.
Just from today, I decide to do everything that is good, to be anything that is good.
And be aware of that all the time.
All the time. And whenever you send something back, that's not in my vocabulary. No, I don't do it. And then good beget good. You see, light attract light. Yes. And goodness will all come to your life.
And that includes, you said, the speech, the mind, and the action.
Yeah, at least the action first. Because
it's very hard
you
to get the control of what's going on in
but
the mind.
But okay, you thought bad and you correct yourself right away because you don't carry it into the action. That means you're already aware that it's bad. Mm. And slowly you aware it's bad, then you won't do it again, even in thought. Every time you check yourself, that's not a good thinking, not to talk about doing it.
Yeah.
Don't even think about it. Sometimes you say to the children, don't even think about it.
Yes, that's right.
And we should say it to ourselves when something no good. We say, don't even think about it. And then we change, we think about something else, the opposite, the good thing. You know, just decide to be good. Then act on that. Very simple. Decide, I'm going to be good. I'm going to live a good legend on this planet after I die. My name will be clean, pure, and worthy.
If I get, let's say, enlightenment, what does that mean for my
children? They follow you, no?
They follow me?
Yes.
Good, that's good. That's good.
What do you think? What do you think that the children look at the mother, who is so compassionate, so loving even to animal and plant, and loving to all human beings? What do you think the children would look upon a mother? What do you think they think about that kind of mother? Of course they would be proud. They would be proud. And then, of course, their children, they learn. They can learn bad or good. But if you get good example, they all turn around and learn good. They will be proud too. You have to teach them how to be proud of being good. So even if it's not fashionable, to be good is good for you. Because you are the only one that can check yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
After all. So, if you want to feel good about yourself, just do good. That's simple, is that?
Thank you.
even if the whole world praise you that you are good and you know yourself no good, you think that will be good?
No.
Even if all your children worship
you, God doesn't have any praising or...
No.
Yes, that's true.
And even if all your children praise you good, even if you hide all the bad things from them and they think you're good, but you know you're no good. You don't sleep well with that. So just be good. For goodness sake, there's a song about Santa Claus. So just be good for goodness sake, because Santa knows when you sleep. Santa know when you're awake, something like that. Santa is ourselves, our conscience, yeah? You can sing like that about ourselves, no? Mm-hmm. Just be good, because that's the only way to be. No?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, madame. You know all this. You just want to hear it. To affirm your ideal inside.
Well,
that's what we do.
The people have to know it.
Yeah.
Not just me.
I have also book about dogs, and I have books about the wild animals. They have feeling, they have noble quality, they have loyalty, they have love. It's just like
I know we have a dog at home, and I was very afraid of dogs.
Yeah.
But my daughter wanted a dog very much, so she just brought it home, very small one, and I was quiet, couldn't say anything.
No, you will love him. And then now you love him, right?
Now I love him very much, but what is even more important for me was how much she changed,
her
daughter. She became so lovable with this dog, so passionate.
Yes.
So...
That's how you shape their character.
Yes.
Animals. That's why animals exist, to awaken love in us. They even recommend that children should grow up with animals.
With animals.
So they shape their character in love and care and responsibility and sharing and camaraderie, you know? So all the children who love animals, they grow up.
It was much easier when they live in the villages with these domestic animals. Mm. Now in the cities, that is not so easy.
Oh, it's okay. It is a small dog. I have big dogs and they all sleep with me or in the living room or they're together. I have a kitchen about this size, and I cook in there, I eat there, and I work there, and I have my dogs there, so they have me all day long. Yeah, I combine, you know, otherwise I cannot have time for them if I don't combine. And my brothers play outside in the yard next to it, you know, under the trees. I have pets and have work and have time for them at the same time. They love it so much. They feel, you know, family. They feel not neglected, they feel loved. We can do everything we want, you know, actually. Just organize, matter of organizing our priority and changing habit. If whatever bad habit, even for us or for anybody else, we change it. That's all, very simple. Change whatever not good. Decide to be good.
It sounds simple,
yes. Can do it. It's not. Suppose we don't have any animal on this planet at all. Suppose the animal is be all gone because of climate change. Then what do you eat? You're forced to eat vegetarian anyway. So why wait until you're forced to do it? Why don't do it for love? We can be satisfied with vegetarian diet, really. Mm. After you fall, you don't want to look at anything else. Even the best cake in the world, you fall. So just eat vegetarian until you fall satisfied. If you don't know how to cook, go learn it, buy books, go to Chinese restaurant, see how they cook. Ask them how they cook. When you feel and satisfied, you don't want anything else. That's I guarantee. Besides, just replace a piece of meat for tofu, you know? No meat, tofu, simple.
Yeah.
Or vegetarian protein, they even have more nutrition than meat. And they don't bring side effect, cholesterol. And don't make you fat, and that's just everything good for you. So I don't know why people don't start to be good to themselves. Love yourself first, no. Give yourself good things. Yeah, healthy. You don't have to suffer by illness, no? Really, it's so easy. I hope everybody will do it. They can do it. If he can do it, he can do it. If I can do it, everybody can do it. It's not like you have to climb the Everest or anything. Just to replace a piece of meat with tofu. Full of nutrition, full of goodness, full of love. And the animals will love you and they pray for you. And you feel better and better all the time, healthier, you know, nice.
Prisrčna hvala za vašo pozornost pri spremljanju današnje oddaje. Pridružite se nam vsak dan za še več razsvetljenega programa in predavanj v besedah modrosti. Prosim, ostanite z nami za še več pozitivnega programa, ki sledi na Supreme Master Television. Želimo vam veliko veselja, mir in srečo.
Thank you for your kind-hearted presence on today's show. Please join us every day for more enlightening programs and lectures on words of wisdom. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. We wish you joy, peace, and happiness.